USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Senator Lindsey Graham says former President Trump has a claim of immunity regarding the events of January 6, 2021.
You're doing your job as president and trying to find out if the election was on the up and up. I don't know how it will bear out, but I think it's a legitimate claim.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, the South Carolina Republican said Trump made a fiery speech that day, but he wasn't actually involved in the U.S. Capitol riot. Graham was referring to Trump's speech from the White House lawn when he told the crowd of supporters to march to the Capitol. Trump had tweeted a couple weeks earlier there would be a big protest over election results in Washington and urged supporters to be there. Graham noted that nobody is above the law, but added the president has presidential immunity to do his job. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says one person's dead, five others injured following an overnight shooting at a Hawthorne strip mall. Six people were found with gunshot wounds, including a woman who died after being taken to an area hospital. The sheriff's department said one of the gunshot victims remains in critical condition while the other four are in stable condition. There's no word on any suspects. A bipartisan pair of Texas congressmen say the U.S. and the Mexican federal government need to do more to stop illegal immigration.
We don't want Mexico to interfere with our foreign policy or with our laws, but we want them to do their job.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Democrat Henry Cuellar and Republican Tony Gonzalez both say they believe in legal immigration, but the southern border is being turned upside down. Both congressmen said the White House isn't doing enough to enforce immigration laws already on the books. Cuellar and Gonzalez, who met with Mexican President Obrador, said the U.S. can better handle migrants at the border if Mexico stops more people at their 20-yard line. He's referring to the Mexico and Guatemala border. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A California law that bans guns in most public places will take effect at the start of 2024, thanks to a federal appeals court. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an administrative stay, meaning it will temporarily place the injunction filed by Judge Cormac Carney on hold. Carney believes the bill violated U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. In a statement, California Governor Gavin Newsom says the ruling will allow the state's common sense gun laws to remain in place while we appeal the district court's dangerous ruling. Eight people are being treated or are recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California.
It happened Thursday in Ventura County as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. The wave swept as many as 20 people off the beach. Eight of them were hospitalized. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted along much of the west coast from the Mexican border to southern Oregon. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive tomorrow. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo, Truist, shipping services like UPS and FedEx. It'll be a good idea to contact your local shipping services or bank before heading out because they may have modified business hours. But you can't expect all businesses to return to normal on Tuesday, January 2nd. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store? But then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.